So the other thing we want to talk about, of course, is that you and I have been trying to make the case, I think, I have anyway, that liberals need to stand up for liberal principles. This is what I said on last week's show. Obviously, I got a lot of hate for it. But all I'm saying is that liberal principles like freedom of speech, freedom to practice any religion you want without fear of violence, freedom to leave a religion, equality for women, equality for minorities, including homosexuals. These are liberal principles that liberals applaud for. But then when you say in the Muslim world, this is what's lacking, then they get upset.
Yeah, yeah. Well, liberals have really failed on the topic of theocracy. They'll criticize white theocracy. They'll criticize Christians. They'll still get agitated over the abortion clinic bombing that happened in 1984. But when you want to talk about the treatment of women and homosexuals and free thinkers and public intellectuals in the Muslim world, I would argue that liberals have failed us. And the crucial point of confusion... thank you.
Thank God you're here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the crucial point of confusion is that we have been sold this meme of Islamophobia where every criticism of the doctrine of Islam gets conflated with bigotry toward Muslims as people.
Right.
And that is it's intellectually ridiculous. Even it gets
so hold on. Are you the person who understands the officially codified doctrine of Islam? You're the interpreter
I'm actually well educated on this topic.
I'm asking you. You're saying that Islamophobia is not a real thing. That if you're critical of something.
It's not a real thing when we do it.
Right.
I'm not denying that certain people are bigoted against Muslims as people. That's problem.
Big of you.
But why are you so hostile about this?
It's gross. It's racist.
It's not. It's like saying you're a shifty Jew. You're not listening
to what
we are saying.
You guys are saying if you want to be liberals, believe in liberal principles like freedom of speech, we are endowed by our forefathers with an inalienable right, like all men are created equal.
No, Ben, we have to be able to criticize bad ideas.
And of course we do.
Islam,
no liberal doesn't want to criticize bad ideas.
But Islam is the mother load of bad ideas.
Jesus.
So we have
that's
ideas
just a
like,
fact.
Like blasphemy.
It's an ugly apostasy.
It is
one basic liberal principle of tolerance.
Let me unpack it, but not for intolerance.
No, of course not. But the picture you're painting is to some extent true, but is hugely incomplete. It is certainly true that plenty of fanatics and jihadis are Muslim people accused of apostasy. Okay,
or how about the more than a billion people who aren't fanatical, too. Who don't punish women, who just want to go to the store?
Let me break this down for you. As you say, we have 1.5, 1.6 billion Muslims.
Now, second biggest religion in the world, a quarter.
Well, Ben, let me unpack this for you.
Please do. I've been waiting.
Imagine some concentric circles here. You have at the center, you have jihadists. These are people who wake up in the morning wanting to kill apostates, wanting to die trying. They believe in paradise. They believe in martyrdom. Outside of them, we have Islamists. These are people who are just as convinced of martyrdom and paradise and wanting to foist their religion on the rest of humanity, but they want to work within the system. They're not going to blow themselves up on a bus. They want to change governments. They want to use democracy against itself. Those two circles arguably are 20% of the Muslim world. Okay, this is not the fringe of the fringe.
What are you basing that research on?
A bunch of poll results that we can talk about. So to give you one point of contact, 78% of British Muslims think that the Danish cartoonist should have been prosecuted. 78%. So I'm being conservative when I roll this back to 20%. But outside of that circle, you have conservative Muslims who can honestly look at ISIS and say that does not represent us, we're horrified by that. But they hold views about human rights and about women and about homosexuals that are deeply troubling. So these are not Islamists, they're not jihadists, but they also keep women and homosexuals immiserated in these cultures, and we have to empower the true reformers in the Muslim world to change it. Lying about the link between doctrine and behavior is not going to do that.
The great divide is not between Islam and the rest. It's rather between the fundamentalists and the moderates in each faith.
Okay, but we're misled to think that the fundamentalists are the fringe. Okay, we have jihadists, Islamists, and conservatives.
Well, it's the only religion that acts like the mafia that
will fucking kill you if you say the wrong thing, I mean, draw the wrong picture, or write the wrong book.
So you do have...
And that's
you do have... But
there's a reason why Ayaan Hirsi Ali needs bodyguards 24-7.
You do have that element of fear as well, but you also have other braver souls out there who do speak out and who, like
and who are risking their lives.
Risking their lives, like the Muslim clerics and others in, from Australia to Europe to the United States just recently... publicly put their names on paper declaring their opposition to what ISIS and others are doing.
So there are
those voices, but where was the coverage? Yeah. Where was that story?
I can show you a Pew poll of Egyptians. They are not outliers in the Muslim world that say like 90% of them believe death is the appropriate response to leaving the religion. If 90% of Brazilians thought that death was the appropriate response to leaving Catholicism, you would think it was a bigger deal.
Ted Bundy did this. Goddamn, these gays are all trying to eat each other. You know?
Let me just give you what you want. There are hundreds of millions of Muslims who are nominal Muslims, who don't take the faith seriously, who don't want to kill apostates, who are horrified by ISIS, and we need to defend these people, prop them up, and let them reform.
Dude, you're talking, ISIS couldn't fill a AA ballpark in Charleston, West Virginia, and you're making a career out of ISIS.
It's not just ISIS. It's all jihadists. It's global. It's a phenomenon of global jihadists.
I think that's the opposite.
There is those things. There's ISIS. There's global jihadists. The question is the degree to which you're willing to say, because I've witnessed this behavior, which we all object to on the part of these people, I'm willing to flatly condemn those of you I don't know
willing.
And have never met.
No, this is not based condemning on people. It's ideas.
And,
gotta make
and people who believe in those ideas.
And so
it's those people who believe
based
in
on reality, Ben. We're not
action.
Making it up that there is that in the Muslim world, it is mainstream belief.
But this is such a caricature of Indonesia, of Malaysia, much of the world. And this does have the tinge a little bit of the way white racists talk about African Americans and define blacks by.
But what you're saying is because they are a minority, we shouldn't criticize.
Not that much of a minority, the second biggest religion in the world.
Exactly, but you're treating them like a minority. I mean, if Filipinos were capturing teenagers and sending them into white slavery, we would criticize that. We wouldn't say,
they're
Filipinos.
You criticize the people who are doing it, not the Philippines.